Chapter 7. I had forgotten to tell Lily. The bedroom was so dark at night, I might have been locked in a trunk. Not even a window. In that skinny bed, I kept thinking of my yellow room in Rockaway. The window there was always propped open, and I could smell the sea. Could tell the difference between high tide and low. That clean, washed smell as the water rose. The smell of grit and sand when it ebbed. And always the sound of seagulls screeching. I remembered listening to the boom of the surf and figuring out what I'd do the next day. Sometimes it was swimming with Lily, or going out in the boat. Maybe it was even the movies with Grandpa. I hated to go to the movies with Grandpa. He'd whisper through the whole thing, grabbing my arm.
"Watch out, mister. He's coming up the stairs, and he's got a gun.
More popcorn, Margaret?" I turned over now, looking for the thin line of light that came in under my door from the kitchen. Dad was getting ready to go to work on the night shift, the graveyard shift, he called it. And outside, a door slammed. Ronell on her way out, too. I stretched my arms and spread my fingers, like the starfish that drifted near the jetties in Rockaway, their spiny arms floating just under the surface of the green water. I could touch one wall the same way, and drift a couple of inches to touch the other. Somewhere there was a sound. A cough? I took a quick breath. Was someone hiding under the bed? The newscaster had been talking about spies. But they were in California, I thought. Or was it Florida? I tried to see in that dark room, holding my eyes open, trying not to blink. We were on top of the largest plane factory in the world. Wouldn't there be spies? Wouldn't there be people who wanted to know how the planes were made?